A ticket for overhanging shrubbery?
August Morrison made an angry, sweeping arc with his hand, nearly unloading his entire glass of Petrus Bordeaux blend all over the white linen tablecloth, not to mention Ricardo, Elodie, and Eve. Oblivious to what had almost become a Bordeaux baptism for three, he tutted.
My house is a half-construction zone right now, and the police, the goddamn popo, are trying to fine me for excess shrubbery.
He brought the glass to his lips and added an indignant,
rude.
Ricardo sighed with equal parts amusement and exasperation.
Ah, yes, we know. It's a miscarriage of justice, and your lawyer is already on top of things.
He tapped his menu, and in the voice of a parent trying to patiently reason with a fuming child, he added, The question was, do you want to order dessert or not? August drained his drink in a single deep swallow. It was his fourth, fifth? Which explained a lot. Ricardo knew better than to put August in the same room as alcohol when he was pissed off, especially when he was pissed off at law enforcement. In fact, he'd banked on tonight being the kind of evening where August would, regardless of his mood, drink conservatively. After all, they were dining with his sister at one of the classiest restaurants in the city, the kind of place where even Ricardo wore a suit. God, he hated suits. With August's billionaire upbringing, he could be relied upon to behave in a high-class environment. Ricardo had failed to anticipate one tiny but crucially important variable: how much August could drink while commiserating with his sister when she, also of the high-class and well-behaved upbringing, was furious at her husband in a way that could only be soothed with a $3,000 bottle of wine.
I am so fucking tired of this,
she'd slurred through the main course.
At the hospital, he's got energy to burn. But the second he's home, when he actually comes home, he's passed out cold.
She'd paused for a gulp she hadn't needed, then added,
I get it, you know. His job is demanding, but so is mine. And it would be nice to see my husband's penis once in a...
Whoa! August had put up his hands.
TMI. But oh my god, yeah, what is his problem?
Then he'd poured them both some more wine. Disaster had been pretty much inevitable at that point. There'd been nothing Ricardo could do in that moment except cross himself and exchange grimaces with his ex-wife across the table. At least Eve, who had become close to Elodie over the past few months, had accepted Elodie's invitation to fill Pascal's seat at their reservation for four, and the two of them had ridden in together, so Elodie would have a DD. God knew she needed it as much as August did tonight. Still, Eve was probably having some regrets about not staying home with the latest unsolved true crime series on Netflix.
They're entertaining, she'd told him a month or so ago. I keep wondering if they'll be looking for you.
That's not funny, he'd growled. Oh, yes it is, August had helpfully interjected. Ricardo had glared at him.
If I ever end up on one of those shows, it will be for strangling a certain billionaire with a tie from JCPenney.
That had earned him a delightfully horrified gasp.
How dare you?
You're going to behave.
To his credit, August had behaved for the rest of the night. This night, however.
I'll have a tiramisu, please,
August said, slurring badly, but still polite to the server.
And maybe a... Do you have Louis XIII cognac?
Ricardo almost choked. He'd gotten used to breaking bread with billionaires, but the way they casually ordered booze that cost hundreds or thousands of dollars still blew his mind.
We do,
the waiter said with the smile of a man who knew he was getting a hell of a good tip tonight. He and August negotiated the exact vintage and whatnot of the cognac, and Elodie ordered one too. Eve cocked a brow at Ricardo. He just rolled his eyes and she smothered a laugh. Neither of them had to say it. Wonder which sibling is going to pass out first. As long as neither of them threw up, because if they did, Ricardo might have to make an emergency trip to the JCPenney menswear department for a murder weapon.